Anyway, getting sick is a sensible response to infection. Sick people retire to their beds, and thus are less of a threat to the wider community. Because there are so many things out there with the potential to hurt you, your body holds lots of different varieties of defensive white cells, some 10 million types in all, each designed to identify and destroy a particular sort of invader. It would be impossibly inefficient to maintain 10 million separate standing armies, so each variety of white cell keeps only a few scouts on active duty. When an infectious agent, what's known as an antigen, invades, relevant scouts identify the attacker and put out a call for reinforcements of the right type. While your body is manufacturing these forces, you are likely to feel wretched. The onset of recovery begins when the troops finally swing into action. White cells are merciless and will hunt down and kill every last pathogen they can find. To avoid extinction, attackers have evolved two elemental strategies. Either they strike quickly and move on to a new host, as with common infectious illnesses like flu, or they disguise themselves so that the white cells fail to spot them, as with HIV, the virus responsible for AIDS, which can sit harmlessly and unnoticed in the nuclei of cells for years before springing into action.